This is WBAA. I'm Kristen Malavenda, and joining me in the studio for his monthly conversation with us is Purdue President Mitch Daniels. President Daniels, thanks so much for coming down today.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's start off by talking about the recent announcement that GE Aviation is going to break ground this year on a new $100 million jet engine assembly facility in Lafayette. Did Purdue have a role in discussions to bring them here?
Yes. Without going into all the details, we've been involved in this conversation from the outset. The symbiosis between university and community, I hope, is clear to everybody now. The stronger greater Lafayette becomes, the better for Purdue and vice versa, because GE will bring jobs and economic vitality to the area, but clearly offers possibilities for our graduates, offers possibilities for our faculty and research that may be related to this investment.
And GE does, the aviation company, employs more than 400 Purdue grads right now. And over the past 5 years, GE has financed more than $2.5 million in research and development projects at Purdue. So there is a relationship between the two already. Do you see a formalized relationship between the new facility and Purdue, or just kind of informal and an extension of what already exists?
We'll see what evolves, but I wouldn't be surprised if we formalized it in additional ways. Again, the fit is so close. They didn't just throw a dart at a map of Indiana. There's a very specific set of reasons they chose this area, and we really look forward to holding up our end of the bargain. One other thing to tell you is that in conversations with their leadership, they stress that of all the different businesses they're in, and who's in more different business lines than GE, there may not be another which has a bigger multiplier effect than jet engines. In other words, the business for suppliers and vendors and partners and
right,
all the second and third order effects. These are high paying jobs, so more dollars being spent in the community. Any sort of GE facility here around Lafayette, we'd be happy to have. But this is really one of their gems. And I think that it'll be years before we see the full impact.
Sounds like promising, though, for the community and for the university as a whole. So moving on to another topic, the Purdue Common Reading Program. And so for listeners who may not know, the program started in 2009. And what it did is for all incoming students, they got a copy of the same book to read over the summer. And then the idea was that faculty would include some measure of the book in their curriculum to kind of bring a common experience for incoming students. And so the decision was made recently to cut that program, and explain why.
Well, it was less a matter of what was in our orientation program and in what we call Boiler Gold Rush than what wasn't. And there were some important things that the committee I had look at it felt should be added to really help our freshmen get off on the strongest possible foot. You know, we're so concerned about graduation rates and so concerned about raising our so-called persistence rates that nothing's more important than those first few months of freshman year. So some of the things that weren't part of our orientation that will be this year is a course on academic expectations. What's a syllabus? What are the differences between college and high school? Academic success. What are good study habits? What should you expect? How much work should you expect? And what are the best places to do it, the best ways to do it? The importance of connecting with faculty. We'll have a module on academic integrity, financial literacy. Our young people, most will be managing money, their own money, for the first time, and a lot of them get in trouble. So I'm very excited that we'll have the best program yet to help our students get off on the right track. But when you add all these sorts of things, something had to give. By the way, there'll be common reading attached to every one of those modules I just talked about, and also some of the others. So in terms of a communal experience, I think we'll have a better one than we've had. So it was really more about the opportunity to strengthen freshman orientation than it was a criticism of what we had.
Because I think what's out there is that the cost to it was $75,000 or something, and it was a financial decision, but you're saying that's not the case.
Now, if you look at the original announcement, we mentioned the cost because people wanted to know, but it was the very last item mentioned. That wasn't the reason to do it. You know, I think the other program was a useful experiment, but it was very hard to find that it was delivering the kind of value that I think these new modules will. But again, I don't want to. This was not a decision made on a negative basis. It was made on a positive basis and an opportunity that we wanted to seize to provide incoming freshmen with a running head start at the very different world they're about to step into.
Well, I've been speaking with Purdue President Mitch Daniels as part of our monthly conversation series. Thanks so much for stopping by today.
As always, fun.
Kristen Malavenda, WBAA News.